Blog Hallelujah. Precious Lord. Precious, precious Lord. Precious Lord. In dedication tonight to the Norwood family and the Norwood James family, God bless you. Precious Lord. He's willing. He's there. He's going to comfort you in the times that you just feel like, I don't know what else to do. I dedicate that song to you tonight, to just wrap yourself in it. May he lead you through the stage that you're at and bring you into a stage of comfort. You may never truly understand some things, but he will comfort you. I'm a witness. I am a witness. God bless you. And to all the other families that are in bereavement right now, to the 16-year-old family that's the cheerleader that actually just was cheering and fell dead, they stand from a heart attack. God bless the entire family. My heart bleeds in for you. I just want you to know that I'm here for you. You can reach me, Evangelist Von Dumas, at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can leave a message here at the Blog Talk. You can call me personally at 210-253-9093. You are not alone, any of you. Your loss may not be that someone has died in your life right now. Your loss just may be that you've lost your job. Your loss just may be that you just don't have anyone to talk to. Whatever it is, God has a vision, and he's placed it inside of you. And he wants you to remember that your victory comes along with your vision. And your success often depends on what you do in the midst of your crisis that you're in right now. Not so much in the triumph, but in the right in the midst of your crisis, your success depends on what you do in that crisis. We're here with you. Here at Tri-Anointed Ministries, we're here to pray for you. Day, night, we're here for you. And we want you to understand that you cannot wear us out. You cannot, and the enemy would not wear us down. We'll stay there with you. We're praying with you. Hallelujah. We're here for you. It's just not something that we're saying. We're really here for you. Reach out. You're praying for someone to be there. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. Take advantage of the opportunity to reach out. God has an answer for your comfort, and he's there, and we're willing to be there with you. Hallelujah. Somebody was there with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Our scripture is coming tonight from the book of Mark, and we really want to put a vision in somebody's eyes because your victory is not over. Somebody says, you know, I don't know, I've never been able to do anything in life right. Everything I touch seems to crumble. Don't you lose your vision. Maybe you need to get yourself right. Maybe you need to stop whatever it is that you're doing that you think is right. And maybe you need to just pay a little attention to the Word of God. Try something different. You've tried your way. It still don't seem to work, right? Why don't you try something different? Hallelujah. Try something different. It tells us in Psalms, in Mark. We're going to do Mark 11. Mark 11 is starting at verse 22. It says, have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to a mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, Whatever you ask for in prayer, just believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sin. Again, Mark 11:22-26. Now, don't let the latter part of that stop you from getting what you need from the Word. Now, I know it seems pretty good. Believing, it shall be mine. That seems pretty good. But then when it gets to the part that if you hold anything, it didn't say something that the other person was wrong, you're right, so you deserve to hold on to that part. But if you're wrong for something, then, you know, let that go. But it says, if you hold anything against anyone, sometimes those that's closest to us, we feel for some reason that we can continue to hold the anger towards them, or envy and jealousy towards them, the ones that love us the most, the ones that do the most for us, the ones that we see daily. Sometimes we can treat them worse than we do to people on the streets. But I come to correct you that the Word says, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him. Why? He says, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Yeah, yeah. It's also so the person that you're having a quarrel with, that you both can come into agreement of forgiveness. But it goes beyond that. It's because we all got things that we need to be forgiven for. And it's because that we want God to overlook and forgive and cover up our sins. And we don't want him to keep bringing them up before us. And he said he will not. So we have to practice doing exactly what it is that we want to be done to us. That's why we're Christ-like. It's more than just religion. It's a relationship, being closer to Christ, to become more like him, to live a Christ-like life. We have to learn to forgive so that our Father may forgive us. And then all the other things we can, if anyone tells these mountains in our life to go throw themselves into the sea. And then if we do not doubt in our heart, but if we believe what we said will happen, then it will happen. It will be done. Therefore, he says, whatever you ask and pray, if you just believe it, then you shall receive it. It will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you. I want you to turn to Proverbs real quickly for me. Proverbs 12, and we're just going to read a couple of verses here, but I just want you to understand some things here. Proverbs 12:13 tells us that the way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. No one wants to listen anymore. But it says the way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. And it's not just you and your household, it's behind the pulpits, it's in the choir stands, it's in our government, it's sitting on the Supreme Court, it's our justice, it's all around. Titles does not make you wise. The way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. A fool shows his annoyance at once, but a prudent man overcomes an insult. An insult doesn't tear you up. An insult doesn't tear you down. You're able to overcome an insult. Flesh can still be involved, but you are able to overcome an insult. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, that thy kingdom may come, if thy will is done here on earth. Hallelujah, here on earth. Dear Father, we just come to you just thanking you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity just to learn from your word. We invite you, dear Father, to come and take control of our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and our soul. Dear Father, you be the watchtower over our brain of what we're allowed to think and what we're allowed to let pass out. Dear Father, show us in our eyes what we should be focusing on, dear Father. Hallelujah. And then I ask you, dear Father, to set on our tongues. Deliver your word across our lips, dear Father. Dear Father, we ask that you just accept us into your kingdom. Forgive us for our sins as we may forgive those that sins against us. We ask that you open up our vision that we may see our victories. Open up our minds that we make the right decisions while in the midst of our crisis, not waiting until we can see triumph. And we thank you for your love, your peace, your power, and your insight. Thank you for your word. May I decrease and you increase, and may this word be a strength to us. May we get strengthened from it and be able to pass it on to the week. As we go through this another week, another month, we just ask us to become more closer to you. We love you, Lord Jesus. We invite you to come and live in our hearts. Amen. We're excited about what God has for us tonight. Excited. We're excited about it. In Proverbs 11:30, just right from where you was at, it tells us that the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. God is righteous. We are the fruit of the righteous. Amen? It says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's watching you talk one talk and walk another walk. Somebody's watching you talk one talk, but you don't have a vision. If they came and offered you something, the things that you're talking about right now, and said, well, here you go, get started, what is your plans? You wouldn't have anything to say because you don't have a vision to get you to your victories. You have one plan today, you have another plan tomorrow, and by the next morning, you're already thinking of another plan. You're indecisive. You have no clear vision because you can't stay concentrated. You can't concentrate long enough to go through and make anything work out for you. I come tonight, sisters and brothers, to just help you along the way. To just get you straightened out from that crooked pathway through the word of God. Hallelujah. Through your victories, you're going to lead somebody else with you. You're going to win a soul by the life that you're living. It takes great dedication to be a soul winner. It takes great dedication to fulfill God's great commission to. It said in Mark 16:15, he says, go ye into all the world and then preach the gospel to every creature. Your life that you live in, you're preaching something. Let's let it be the gospel. You know, just let it be the gospel. I encourage you today about your future. I encourage you today about your future. Deuteronomy 1:6, and I know that you brought your pen and your paper. You got to write the word down so you can get it in your heart. You got to meditate on it night and day. You got to make it work for you. The word will work if you work it. Moses told the people, he said, you have dwelled long enough at this mountain. See, I take that scripture strongly. You need to take this scripture strongly. Take it strongly in your heart and I take it for my ministry and for my family. I believe that it's time for you. I believe that it's time for me to start seeing answers to your prayers. Somebody just repeat that. I believe that it is time for me to start seeing answers to my prayers. Hallelujah. I'm talking about real results, breakthroughs, manifestations. You've dealt long enough at this mountain. And you know what your mountain is? Mountains. That's the same as I know what mine are. But you got to tell yourself, Seth, I've dealt long enough at this mountain. I did this and I did that and none of it's worked. I'm going to listen to advice this time. This time around, I'm going to knock down some things. This time around, I'm going to go through. This time around, I'm really going to pass that bar exam. This time around, I'm really going to stand there and be the husband in this marriage. This time around, I'm going to be that wife in this marriage. This time around, I'm going to be the mother that I wasn't to the other kids. This time around, I'm going to do my best on the job. This time around, I'm going to stand as the head of this church. And I'm not going to bend and I'm not going to bow down to Satan. This time around, I'm going to walk into the service with worship in my heart. This time around, I'm going to get under the leaders. And I'm going to lift them up when they're tired. I'm going to stand behind them. And I'm not going to be the one that's standing there in the midst of someone else as they're down and our men and women of Christ. As they're talking about them. I'm going to refuse to be a part of that. This time around, I'm not just going to read the word, but I'm going to start living the word this time around. I'm looking for a vision. God, show me something besides what I'm seeing. Because the stuff that I'm seeing, I know that this is not created for you, for me. God, show me my vision. I know it's some victory out here for me. I look to the left and I see people victorious. I look to the right and I see visionaries. I know that I'm somewhere. I am made of your image. Victory and visionaries. Show me how to be a victorious as I find my vision. You see, it's a great thing to have a vision, but it's an even finer thing to carry that vision to fruitation. Get the fruit out of your vision. It must be more than just talk, but it must become a deed. Your vision. I believe that God can do anything that you're willing to believe him for, that you're willing to believe him for and act upon. I believe that God can do it for it. I believe that your future can and that your future will be wonderful. That you will come to the place where you must dream new dreams and have new visions. Think about it. You, your people, your family, praying new prayers because the old ones have already been manifested. How long you been praying that prayer, ma'am? How long you been praying that same prayer, sir? Think about it. You've got to get ready to pray some new prayers. Because that healing that you've been praying for, already in the past. Hallelujah. That child that you've been praying that God just save him, give him the opportunity to come in, is already going to be done. Manifestation. Wouldn't it be something to have results, breakthroughs, manifestations coming regularly? You got to have victory over your circumstances. That's God's plan for us. He created us to have dominion, right? But he also warns us that we will have to subdue some things. Genesis 1:28. What does that mean? Coming. Something from outside your garden is going to try to steal. Something from outside of your garden is going to try to kill and destroy. You will have battles in your life. There is a snake coming. There's a snake somewhere right around you now. You will have battles. If there's one thing I know, is that you can have a victory without a battle. The battle, the things that you're going through now, they're just your battle. But just put in your heart that I overcame so many before. I am an overcomer. So if you want to win, you got to just fight. That's the twist, is that you only fight the good fight of faith. Like in 1 Timothy 6 and 12, it instructs us to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. So what are you having faith in? Do you have faith in God? You're applying faith that God will do his job when you show your faith in God. Notice that this is a fight. This is not just an argument that you're in, but notice that this is a fight. The fight of faith. Your natural mind wants to tell you that you won't or you can't win. Your natural mind wants you to do everything in the flesh. Your natural mind wants you to stay just where you're at. And when you're fighting in the flesh, you're fighting it by your own strength. And you see that you get a little bit advancement sometimes. You see that sometimes you seem like the mountain seems like it's going to sway. And you have to check yourself and say, did that kind of move? Did that bill collector not call today? Did I get victory in that area in some way? Was there something about that that was different? But when you're fighting in God's strength, when you're putting the faith in God, remember we said when you're praying and believing what your prayers are going up, the believing that they would not come back to you void. When you're believing that those same prayers that you sent up will give you an answer, will come back with a vision in your eyes, in your mind, in your dreams, will come back with production all around it. Everything that you touch will start to produce something. Then you're working in God's strength. The enemy don't mind you working in your own strength. He don't mind you getting just a little small touch of what you think is a breakthrough. He wants to frustrate you. Frustration comes from working in our own strength. Fighting in the flesh is fighting in your own strength. But the word says in 1 Samuel 17 and 47 that you don't even have to fight in your own strength. He said, because the battle is yours. It's not yours. The battle is the Lord's. In other words, you have to stand in faith with him. You have to stand there and let him do the work. Does that mean that you do nothing? Oh, no, you're the fighter. You do your job. You do your job by having faith. You do your job by showing love and obedience and good works. He does his job by bringing the manifestation. Whatever it is that you're putting your faith towards, you can tell I'm stirred up. The time for frustration and delays are over, sisters. Oh, my brothers, I feel your frustration. It's time to move to some new problem, some new areas of life. The time for that frustration over that same old issue is over. Glory to God. Remember, progress is not necessarily a pleasant thing. Don't stop looking for everything in your battle to be a feel-good to you, to be a pleasant thing. But it's a God thing. Regardless of how you feel, haven't you noticed that God is always there? I believe the command has been given to God, by God, to his angels to go and get what you and I have been believing for. And when God commands something, the angels rush to make sure that it's taken care of. You see, direction from God always goes towards possession. You were created to walk in what? Dominion. God doesn't want us to be stagnant. He wants us to have vision. And often, God disturbs a man in order to move him onto something better. Stop looking for comfort in your battle. You just keep on fighting. Fight with love. Fight with faith. Fight with obedience. Some of the things that God has moved upon me to believe him for were, it's mind-boggling. And so for you, you said, I don't believe that I could really ever have that. Well, if you don't believe it, then you won't ever have it. I have peace because I believe I can have peace. It's not because I'm around peaceful people every day of my life. I have joy because I believe I can have joy. I go out of my way to make me have joy. I will remove myself from situations if it's going to interfere with my joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to watch what we say. God wants me content. He wants you to be content. He wants you to be at peace. He doesn't want you satisfied to the point of where you're going to become stagnant and not reach forward for anything else. Here comes a time in our lives when God is saying to us all, in this day and time, he's saying to us all, it's now or it's never. There is times and seasons, and it's important to realize that your faith matters today. Is now or is never. Just look at yourself, point at yourself, and say, self, it is now or it is never. Let's go over Hebrews 11 and 1. I know we all know it, but let's just repeat this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. How long you dealt with your opportunities that will determine your future? How long you continue to deal with those things, with those opportunities that will determine your future? That's what Moses said to the Israelites. He said, you've dealt long enough at that mountain. I believe that you have dealt long enough at your mountains too. That mountain may be sickness. That mountain may be financial debt. It may be loneliness, marriage difficulties, family problems. It may be obesity. Whatever it is, you know what your mountain is. And I believe that it is now or never. I believe that you've dealt long enough at that mountain. God is saying there is a higher possibility. There's a more glorious outcome, a more perfect sphere for you to dwell. The answer is closer than you think, my sister. The answer is closer than you think. Do what Christ says in Mark 11:23, and say to your mountain, be thou removed. Don't doubt in your heart. Believe that what you say will come to pass. Believe that your child will come back home. Believe that that job is coming through. Believe that that promotion is on its way. Hallelujah. Believe that that congregation is going to turn around. Don't doubt in your heart. Believe that it will come to pass. And Jesus says that you will have whatever You say, it's not so much what I say to you, but it's what you believe, it's what you say, it's what you talk to yourself. So you can come on this broadcast every night, and you can get all filled with the Holy Spirit by what the God is saying to you, speaking into your life through me. But until you start talking the same words that Christ is talking to you until you start speaking those words to you. It's never going to make a difference. You're never going to find yourself winning your battle. You see, in the bottom of the day, you have to lay down with you. And I don't care who's in the bed beside you. You still got to deal with you. In the quiet and stillness of the night, you still got to deal with you. Someone may talk to you, but they still can't understand all of you. But there is a creator who created you. And this is his instructions tonight. This is his words to you. He's trying to give you your vision. He has victory for you. Your success often depends on what you do in this crisis, not in a triumph. Jesus says, if you believe it, you will have whatever you say. In my closing, to prepare yourself for success, let the days of spiritual fast food and scraps from the words be over. Go ahead and sit down to a good, square, and solid spiritual meal cooked by your Father in the Word. Leaders need this too. If you do it, you'll come away from that table full and ready to move forward. Instead of just running the fast food scraps from the Word, it's just running and you're getting a little bit here and you're getting a little bit that, but go ahead and sit down and prepare yourself to get indulge and get into the Word. It's a taste and see that the Word is good. Hallelujah. No matter what battles you're facing today, no matter what you're believing God for, I'm praying for you today. I'm praying for you to have results, to have breakthroughs, to have that manifestation. I believe that one day, if you stick with God's way of doing things, you will look back in sheer amazement at his mighty hand in your life. Your future is bright. Don't let the devil or anyone else tell you differently. You got to get determined that you aren't going to get stuck looking at your problem and that you will not fight life's battles in the flesh. You can't fight life's battles in the flesh. And if you fight the good fight of faith instead of the full river of God's blessings, they will not be damned in your life. But results and breakthroughs and manifestation will come. So my sisters and my brothers, charge ahead in faith today like the visionary that you are, knowing that God is on your side and that you are destined for victory. You are destined for victory. My sisters and my brothers, you can reach me here at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can leave a message here at the Blog Talk Radio. You can give me a call, 210-253-9093. Again, 210-253-9093. Again, this is your host, your friend, your prayer partner, Evangelist Von Dumas. I come to you from Tri-Anointed Ministries here in San Antonio, Texas. And if you don't know the Lord, I invite you to just take a moment. Just bow your head, raise your hands, and repeat after me. Dear Father, my God, I believe that you are my creator and that you gave your Son and that he gave his life for me. I am a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins and wash me clean. Give me a vision. Show me that I am victorious. Put victorious words in my mouth. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you are the one and only God, and I confess my sins. Come cover me, Jesus, and be my Lord and Savior. In your name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you are a new creature in Christ, and let no one tell you anything different. It's important that you reach out and tell someone your decision to follow Christ tonight. You are a victorious creature that is created by our God, and He has a place for you. And all of heaven is cheering and congratulating you. We love you here at Tri-Anointed Ministries. Continue to kiss.